You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class here at KGYM for this Tuesday of Thanksgiving week. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass, and most importantly, you out there, our listener. And we thank you for joining us here today. A little bit different vibe here with Spencer out today. Going to be out tomorrow as well as we open up local programming here on the Gym Class. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you today. We got a great show. Mark Ironside, usually it's our Wednesday show, Mark, except we're transferring it from Wednesday to Tuesday because we're condensing everything this week. So if you enjoy the Wednesday show, you're going to love the Tuesday show. We've got Mark Ironside joining us. Talk college wrestling. And then after that, Chris Liss of our Real Man Sports and RotoWire.com is going to join us. And your fantasy football questions for Chris. Welcome at 319-366-1600. So if you want to get those in and ready to go, you can do so. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Coming your way at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. The KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. Presented by Tobacco Community Credit Union. A tip of the cap to them. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by checking them out at their website at tobacco.com. As we get one day closer to turkey and tryptophan and all that fun stuff. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon, everyone. And you're quite right about that. A little different lineup this week. But still, when you got Ironside and Liss, you got a pretty good show.
I think
we're
going to
start.
We're going to be okay. Yeah. If we can just fill in the gaps, I think we're going to be just fine out there. And we can fill in the gaps today. Of course, Kirk Ferentz, a little bit late to the podium, but did meet the media today down in Iowa City. Complete coaches cuts coming up in just a little bit with Todd and Alex on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions online at ncsei.com. But just a little capsule of what Kirk had to say. Injury front. Don't expect to see Sam Laporta in the lineup on Friday. Also, Monty Potabom going to be not in the lineup on Friday. Could see Stevens back. He is back at practice today. Did say that he didn't come out and say, Kirk did, that he's going to be inserted back into the starting lineup. He said he's young and he needs to, he doesn't have the experience to just jump back in there. I think he's going to get some snaps. But I don't think he's going to be in there 100% of the time. Terry Roberts out, and I don't even think we're asking questions about Keegan Johnson anymore. So I think that's the injury front, right?
I think you've got it. Yeah, so Iowa's leading pass catcher apparently is out. Enter Luke Lachey and Addison Ostringa, freshman out of Wisconsin.
He didn't look good against Minnesota.
Yeah, he's had limited playing time, but he'll get his opportunity against Nebraska, and Kirk said if Iowa does make the Big Ten championship game, possibility for Laporta and Potabom to come back. So nothing guaranteed.
You don't tempt the gods on high when you look ahead like that. You say a lot of ifs, and you know if it all works out, et cetera, et cetera. You always do that. You don't tempt anything, Mark, as far as football gods are concerned. Good move by Kirk Ferentz.
I think he's learned that now entering his 300th game as Iowa's head coach.
Indeed. He was asked about Amos Alonzo Stagg today, which was interesting. 319-366-1600. Said he never met Amos Alonzo Stagg.
Of course he didn't.
Oh, brother. So, you know, those questions were taken care of today as well. Also, you know, questions. Chad Lystico tweeted this out earlier. Does a great job with Hawk Central and the Des Moines Register. And he went to Xavier Wampa today. Asked him you know, hey, how are things going? You happy? He's very happy, he reports. Then, of course, the question turns to, hey, you know that guy back at Southeast Polk? You know, the big one, 6'8", 345-ish. You know, you got any inside information for us? And said, you know, he wants to take those trips. Well, and this is Xavier Wampa talking. Wants to take those trips. Why not take those trips? Still, his heart is on Iowa. Take that for what you will.
Yeah, Wampa basically said he encouraged Proctor to take the trips, or trip. He's only taken one to Oregon, I guess. But Wampa concluded his comment by saying, Iowa is still home.
Oregon did have their offensive line coach on the sideline during the state championship game up at the Dome. Read into that what you will.
I think you only get one opportunity for a visit like that. And Iowa had already taken one. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Correct. Right there. The official visit was taken, yes. The official visit was taken. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in here on the text line today as we come your way in a Tuesday edition of the show. Don't forget, with everything pushed in as well due to Thanksgiving week, tomorrow we will have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 for you. Chance to win a $30 gift card to Emil's Hideaway. We'll do that on Wednesday. So mark that down, Ben, Wednesday, okay? Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 Wednesday. He's got it. Ben's got it. He's on it. He's ready to go out there. So, and we will also talk to the coach, Kevin Lehman, coming up tomorrow. You and I already been on the court today and off the court, and another tough loss for the Panthers in the third place game of their tournament as they fell to Grand Canyon today by 269-67. So what could have been a really good tournament turns out to be an ofer for you and I basketball. And then they got the horrible news. Nate Heisey is out probably for 4 to 6 weeks as well.
Yeah, Grant, you and I kind of squandered the opener in that tournament. And Grand Canyon's a good program.
Yes, they are.
A very good program. And you and I trailed throughout but did lose by two. So, yeah, Heisey being out is not going to help. Betts came through with a big game. Freshman, I believe.
Red shirt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out of Gardner Hayfield Ventura. Mm-hmm. He's a Ventura player. You do know the most famous basketball player to come out of Ventura.
Lynn Lorenzen.
But Bet's trying to make a name for himself coming out of that very small burg as far as North Central Iowa is concerned. But which leads us to last night, Iowa, with a big win over Omaha, as the Hawkeyes came out a little bit, ish, in the first 5 minutes or so, but then turned it on behind Chris Murray, who Omaha had nobody that could guard Chris Murray. Ended up with 30 points, everybody anointing Chris Murray as the player of the year, the third straight for Iowa in the Big Ten. Could happen, but let's pump the brakes on that a little bit. 100-64, Iowa got the win. Good games for Chris Murray. And off the bench, Josh Dix came through. DeSante Bowen had a really nice game, I thought, last night as well. Of course, Iowa was without Tony Perkins. He has a leg injury. And Fran McCaffrey hoping that he will have his services on Friday when Iowa goes down to Florida to take on Clemson in the tournament down there.
Seem to me there's only one or two question marks coming out of this game. Peyton Sanford's shooting.
Yeah, it's still a little, he's in a little bit of a slump right now.
He's 3 for 11 and 0 for 4 from three-point range. I think it's temporary. Iowa has to hope it's temporary.
True.
But he did that in 23 minutes, and he'll do what he can to break out of it. Contributions from Connor McCaffrey with 12 points.
Connor keeps hitting those jumpers.
About as many as there were fans in the stands, huh? According to Connor.
Yeah, that was the big thing that came out of last night. think officially, what, nine, just shy of 10,000 last night.
9,467 announced crowd. You were there.
Yeah.
How many others?
It was probably 7,000, I would say.
Half full.
Yeah, 6,000, right in there. Students are gone right now. You know what? I'm going to give a pass to Iowa fans because of the fact that students are gone. It's Thanksgiving break. It's Monday of Thanksgiving week. And I agree with Connor. There just wasn't a whole lot of buzz in the old arena last night.
Well, bugged him a little bit to send out a tweet and encourage people to and thank people that were there, but wish he had seen a bigger crowd. And I agree with you. It's the students are gone. Monday of Thanksgiving week, people are making preparations for the holiday, and it's Omaha. And Connor McCaffrey sent out a follow-up tweet saying, hopefully there will be more people in the stands for the Big Ten ACC Challenge game against Georgia Tech. Well, folks, that's on a Tuesday at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, next Tuesday at 8.
So you would think there would be quite a few more, especially if Iowa has some success in its next two games against Clemson and, I don't know, maybe Texas Tech. Who knows? But we'll see. I don't think it's a big deal.
Not
yet. Considering the circumstances.
Not yet. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 86-83, Monday game, and play someone. Well, yes, Monday game, Thanksgiving week. Listen, every team in America, every Power Five has four or five buy-in games that they play to help out other schools. Not only helping you out with your record, but also helping out other schools with their athletic budgets. And certainly the check was taken home by Omaha last night. Omaha will play Iowa State in December as well over at Hilton Coliseum. I mean, it's a short drive. Omaha bust there. They'll bust to Ames. And they get a nice check out of it. I mean, that's the way of the world in 2022. Am I wrong about that, Mark?
No, and actually, Omaha is part of the tournament that Iowa is going to resume at Clemson. I forget the name of the tournament right now. But at any rate, it's not like Iowa could replace Omaha. Omaha is part of this tournament, and they play the first-round games on campus sites.
Emerald Coast Classic.
Yes, indeed.
The Emerald Coast Classic, and Iowa will take on either Cal or TCU. It depends on how the Hawks do in that first game
TCU,
down there.
I'm sorry. I said Texas Tech. Yeah.
319-366-1600. Before we bring in our man Mark here, Matt Fairfax, I like Connor, and I get these guys wanting to play to a packed house, but don't complain. And we got questions already coming in for Chris at 319-366-1600. Take a seat, Mark. Take a seat. Take your coat off. Stay a while. Mark Ironside joining us here in the studio, the Circa Sports Iowa Studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And we're going to talk some college wrestling with you here. We go from basketball to wrestling as it was a busy weekend for the Hawkeyes, as they were out east and had a really cool duel with Army. The payback, if you will, the thank you match for last year, as you mentioned last week, for coming to Iowa City at the last moment and, you know, taking care of business and filling a schedule void that Iowa suddenly had. So the brands have said, hey, let's go back up to West Point. And if you get a chance to go up there, I've never been. I would love to do so. Everybody that I have talked to that has been up there for an event or just to see West Point said it changes your life up there. So why not take advantage of that, right?
Yeah, I did not go. I didn't make that trip, too busy on the work front to be gone for 3 days during the week. this time of year. But I talked to Stephen Grace, my radio partner, and he said it was an unbelievable and a very big eye-opening experience to see how those cadets and how they do with rank and going through there and how everything is the disciplinary that goes on through there and how well mannered and behaved everybody is. And then the wrestling event was just a bonus in that. But he said it was a great atmosphere, a great event. He was really, really happy that he was able to get out there and be there for that.
Any results pique your interest out west?
East.
I'm sorry, but yeah, I mean lopsided victories in the team races, but anything individually?
I don't think so too much. I'd like to see our 25 pounder Aiden Harris do a little bit better. He's been getting beat up pretty good out there, and I mean obviously it's our third string 25 pounder with Spencer Lee hurt. Not hurt. I shouldn't say that. It's not hurt. He's still recovering a little bit from his double knee surgery. And I think he was on the mat this last week and wrestling live. I think he was clear to go this last week. So hopefully we'll see him in the lineup here in a couple of weeks on December 4th against Iowa State. And obviously Drake Ayala, who had shoulder surgery, labrum surgery after the season was over last year. He's kind of still in the same boat as Spencer Lee. So, when you have two studs in your lineup and then they're both, in that injury recovery mode, it's you're down to your third and fourth stringers, which it's kind of tough to get third and fourth stringers at 125 pounds in college because, not very many kids are that big. that small to be able to make 125 pounds when you're 20-something years old. So, we threw out Charles Matthews. He had an opportunity there as well, too, and he didn't really do a whole lot better, but I'd like to see them get a little bit more success there. Drew Bennett, I think it was a good opening, eye-opener for him to travel and getting some matches in while Rio Woods is overcoming some type of injury. I don't even know what, to be honest with you. I don't know what's going on there either. He was supposed to wrestle tonight in the All-Star meet that's going to go on tonight down in Dallas, and he withdrew from that last week. So Drew Bennett's getting some opportunities there. We just haven't wrestled our full team, which I'm sure is Tom Brands being extremely smart. We don't need a full team right now to be winning these duels, and it gives these other guys a great opportunity to get the Hawkeye singlet on, go out and get a lot of matches and experience for them. So while our main guys are healing and getting 100% ready to go, instead of throwing them out there and risking potential injury or something like that again when you're not completely ready to go and when we don't need them. So as far as any surprises, not really. We lost some matches in there that we maybe should have, could have, would have won, and had some matches that we just need to get more near fall points. I think it was against Army, went the whole dual meet without any near fall points, and we had three matches in there that we missed a tech fall. Two matches we missed tech fall by a point and a major decision by a point, and zero near falls. And we got to be putting guys on backs and getting more near falls, and we got to be looking for those. Kind of a mentality, it's an attitude, and it can't just be just getting the takedown and being satisfied takedown. It takes a lot of takedowns up and down and release and cut and take them back down to try and get a tech fall or major decision. 4-point near falls these days, get after it, look for it, be aggressive, go for it, get it when the guy least expects it, catch him sleeping a little bit. And that's just something I think we have to have more emphasis on.
True. Joe Kelly got out there.
Yep.
Didn't see that. Got a major win out there against Sacred Heart. Did lose a close one there, but good to see the kid from West Liberty out there.
Yeah, his dad Mitch used to wrestle for the Hawkeyes years ago, and professor at Iowa, and so there's just another perfect example of some of these kids though that I like it because they're not recruited as your top profile type of wrestlers, and and they're in there working just as hard every single day in the room, and it gives them an opportunity to like Joe Kelly, that might be like something that he remembers the entire rest of his life is going out on that trip and wrestling in those matches and having that opportunity. And it's good for these guys to be able to have that opportunity.
Up next is Penn on Saturday afternoon. No football game to conflict no reason not to show up at Carver, right?
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's kind of like last week, you know, 2 weeks ago when we wrestled Cal Baptist. There was a great crowd. I didn't see the overall attendance, but I'm assuming around 10,000 people there for that Cal Baptist one. You know, it's 2 o'clock. You can get down early, have some lunch, walk up to the arena, or even afterwards, have some dinner and still be able to go home and be home at a decent time on Saturday night. So I look forward to another, you know, pretty full house there in Carver Hawkeye Arena, probably around 10,000 fans. Penn's going to be a much better dual meet than what Cal Baptist was. You know, as far as what we're going to have for a lineup, you're probably going to see, you're not going to see Spencer Lee or Drake Ayala. You know, it's either going to be probably more likely that Aiden Harris again. And 33, I don't know who it's going to be between Teske and Colin Shriver, one of the two, but you're good to go there. 41, I doubt it's going to be Real Woods. Probably going to be Drew Bennett again would be my guess. I don't know. 49, be Mirren. 57, I'm assuming Kobe Seabreck. 65, Patrick Kennedy. 74, you know, Joe Kelly or Drake Rhodes again. Or Carson Martinson, who was another guy that got a match in out there, too. He's one of the twin brothers from Southeast Polk that got some mat time this last weekend as well, too. And then you're going to have Assad, Warner, and Cassiope finishing it out. And Warner and Assad wrestle tonight down in Dallas in the All-Star meet. Warner.
Cassiope.
Warner is wrestling Elam, right, from Missouri?
I think so.
Rocky Elam, yeah.
Yeah, from Missouri, who's going to be – that's going to be a great match. And then also heavyweight, going to be a phenomenal match between Kirkley of Penn State and Tony Cassiope. I don't know how many times they wrestled, four maybe times, and Cassiope's beat him every time. But somehow Kirkley is ranked ahead of him. So, but the thing is that Kirkley, man, he is good, and Tony's always had his number. So we'll see what happens tonight. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
It is going to be a lot of fun, and
they're mixing up the lineups. I know Warner is like the third in line. Cassiope's fourth.
I haven't seen the lineups
yet. Five.
I figured that might be something
like
they do, but I know I have not seen it. So
I'll share.
Okay, please do. But I will be home, and I'm glad that my daughter Hannah is coming back from college, and I've already talked to her to make sure that she can sync up the flow wrestling with my TV so I can watch it on the TV and not on my phone.
Attaboy.
Oh, yeah. So I need her to do that. I wanted her to do that for me last weekend when they're out east, but that little crapper stole my account password, and she was watching on her TV at home in her dorm or her apartment, and I had to watch it on my phone. No, I didn't even watch my phone. I listened to Stephen Grace on the radio is what I did, which is totally fine, too.
There you go. Well, you know, we gotta have those kids to help us with technology.
Yeah,
so.
I know it.
Mark's appearance, by the way, as we talk wrestling, is brought to you by Kirk Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. And Kirk on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. He's right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. Great wrestling supporter. And we thank him for everything that he does for us here, talking wrestling on the gym class. Yeah, Penn is going to be, they're in top 25. They're not it's not going to be just to show up and dominate things. It's also Kids Day, too. So good chance to, you know, take the kids out and watch Hawkeye wrestling.
What is it?
It's Kids Day.
What's that mean?
I have no idea. It just says Kids Day.
Okay, I'm with you. It's a good day to take out
the kids. Maybe
take
there's
the kids
a deal.
Out. Yeah, maybe there is. I don't know. I don't know what Kids Day consists of or whatever. So,
I'll
but regardless, it's going to be some good matches. Like I said, it's going to be better than the Cal Baptist. You know, 25. They're ranked there. They're ranked high at 33. This is a great opportunity for a guy like Colin Shriver or Brody Teske. They're ranked as high as 10. 49. Ranked as high as 10, that's going to be a good one for Mirren. 57, Kobe Seabreck could wrestle a guy that's ranked as high as 10. So there's some weights in there that we could win some big matches and really move up into the end of the rankings.
You got your first look at the All-Star lineups, and Iowa State's got a wrestler in there. Keck Eisen is going for UNI. I mean, there's some damn good matches in there.
Yeah, there's going to be some really good matches tonight. I'm really anxious to watch Parker Kekison from Northern Iowa taking on Aaron Brooks, two-time defending national champ out of Penn State. So that'll be a good one in there. And, yeah, we're right. Warner does wrestle Rocky Elam tonight from Missouri. He is the fourth match. And Cassiope is the fifth match taking on Kirkley yet. So, yeah, there's going to be some really good wrestling in there. And you can't base everything quite off of that All-Star meet. you know, because it's the beginning of the season. Some of these guys aren't completely in shape yet. They're not used to the weigh-ins yet. It is one versus two, and it's cool that they do that. But, back in the day when I was wrestling type of thing, you know, I hate even saying stuff like that. When it was in January, you had, like, late January, you had some really, you know, your true top number one, number two guys. These are off of, like, preseason rankings. The guys were in shape. The weigh-ins, they were used to that. So you got the best of the best wrestling each other mid to late January that time of year, and I think it was made for a better all-star meet. But at the same time, it's tougher because it's hard to work. And the reason they do it now versus, you know, during later is because it's harder to work in for their schedules. To be able to have a meet like that, to where all the higher guys can come and wrestle during the middle of a week, because they're in the middle of their conference schedules, and it's hard to book that type of stuff and to make that happen. So I get why they do it early now.
It's interesting. It's in Texas, which isn't exactly your hotbed of wrestling.
Which is what they do a lot of times. They always try to take it to places where they can try and help promote the sport of wrestling. And that's great. I think it's awesome that they do that. And, you know, these wrestlers, I'm sure, for the most part, most of them are happy to go down to Texas to warmer climate. So, I think a lot of it is just promotion for the sport. And Texas has really, really grown in the sport of wrestling, especially girls and women's wrestling down there. So, but this is a great opportunity to try and promote the sport of wrestling and start maybe getting some Texas collegiate wrestling teams going down there.
True. Latest rankings, and it's early, doesn't mean a whole lot right now as far as a team, but Big Ten is as good as always has been. Maybe the team this year on the move or on the rise is Northwestern. That should be, I mean, the Cats were kind of up, and then they've been down the last few years, and maybe a little bit of an uptick here from Northwestern.
Well, I don't remember what they placed last year, the Big Ten Championships, but or the NCAAs. I can't remember what it was, but I think it was the Big Tens. They had a heck of a run there last year and did really, really well and surprised a lot of people. So they are a very good, you know, upcoming team, and Stornorio there, the head coach for those guys, has done a really, really good job. And the thing is, it's tough to be Cornell too, because you can't just get your everyday Joes that pat, you know, get an 18 on the ACT and come in. I mean, that's a high scholar school that academics really plays a role in who you can and cannot recruit. So kudos to them for doing what they are, and they always have been a good school in the sport of wrestling, to where they've always had some good individuals here and there. And, you know, it's out of the Chicago area, so that's a big draw for them. So they put some good teams together, and Stornell's doing a good job there too. And he's got some good assistants as well too, and that makes a big difference.
Haven't talked about the schedule for Iowa yet with you. And obviously no you and I again this year. The new Soldier Salute down at Coralville is happening. It's a big December in Coralville. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But no Midlands for Iowa this year. Is it on its last legs, man?
It has been for quite a few years. I mean, you take Iowa out of that tournament, and there's really not a lot left in there. And unfortunately, COVID really killed it, as it did many things. And they're going to try and bring it back. They tried to bring it back last year. I think, you know, Josh Schamberger down at the Iowa City Coral Conventions Bureau and then Iowa City Sports Area, he's done a phenomenal job down there. They built a new Extreme Arena, and I think it makes a lot of sense to have our own tournament right there in Coralville. And that, I mean, it's great for our guys, because, you know, and it's great for Gary Barta and our budget. We don't have to travel, don't have to pay for hotel rooms, and it's an opportunity for our guys to be right there and our fans to come in and see, and the surrounding area of Iowa City and Coralville to make, you know, a lot of money with all the hotels and restaurants in that area. So I think it was a slam dunk for him, and it's going to be a game changer in college athletics, and I'm really glad that you and I is coming to that that tournament. And why wouldn't they? I think they were going to the Southern Scuffle, a long ways away every year. And I don't know why you'd go there when you have this phenomenal tournament right here in your own backyard. So I'm looking forward to watching, you know, teams like you and I and some other teams. And there's also a women's division there as well, too, a big women's division, which is a big draw. So it's going to be a great tournament. And this is the inaugural, and there's already a lot of more teams wanting into this tournament next year. And Schammenberger down at the Iowa City Core Convention Bureau, like I said, no matter what he does, he does it top-notch. And these people are going to be well taken care of, and it's going to be a phenomenal tournament to be part of for these coaches and athletes and the fans.
What's it going to look like? I mean, it hasn't been around here, right?
The
World Cup?
Oh, the World Cup, what's that going to look like?
Yeah.
Oh, it was here in 2016.
That's right.
In Carver Hawk Arena, and it was awesome. I think back then it was in April. Actually, it was spring. That's typically when the World Cup had always been, but they've changed it. You know, not just like Iowa City, you know, has changed it, or, you know, Schammenberger or whatever. It's the UWW, the United World of Wrestling, has changed the dates of it, and it falls into December. But it's going to be great. World Cup tournament, it's a dual meet format, both men and women wrestling on the stage side by side for 2 days, and they got the best of the best coming from all over the world. And not only do they have, you know, teams, the top three teams from the world championships coming from this last year, both men and women, but they've also created a united world team, basically. So like, if your country isn't going, it wasn't invited or didn't qualify for the World Cup, it created another team that out of those athletes and countries to put together another team to come and compete, which that team, honestly, is probably going to be the team to beat.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of guys on this team that are the top three in the world that have created an entire team, and it's going to be a really, really good team. And I know we talked about last week, and I want to hammer home, if there's anybody out there listening who's ever wanted to go see some of the best wrestling in the entire world, this is your chance. This is your opportunity, December 10th and 11th in the Extreme Arena in Iowa City or Coralville. And, I mean, you're going to get to watch the likes of Jordan Burroughs, who's going to be wrestling the guy, a rematch of the World Finals here at this. And then, obviously, the women as well, too. The U.S. women are going to be taking on Japan, who Japan won the world championships this last year. So it's going to be some phenomenal wrestling.
Isn't Burroughs as old as you are?
No. Gosh, no. Gosh, no.
Seems like it. He's been around forever.
I think Burroughs is like 33, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got like 15 years on it, Mark. Yeah.
But I'll
tell you how old I am compared to Jordan Burroughs. He told me one time that when he was growing up in New Jersey, he went to a camp, and I was the clinician at that time, and he bought an Iron Man wrestling poster, and he hung it in his bedroom, and it was still there today. Like, when he was telling me this. So I was one of his, you know, people that he looked up to or whatever. So
nice.
That's how old I was.
Well, look at you.
Compared to him. So,
very nice, very nice.
And I did not teach him his blast double at that clinic, because that is all Jordan Burroughs.
Ironside and Farrah Fawcett side by side.
Hey, before we let you go here, 79-93 with a good question here. Future Iowa women won more matches than they gave up points over the weekend.
Yeah.
So they were dominating in the what they sprinkled around many different places they wrestled.
They wrestled the biggest tournament that wrestling was down in Lindenwood in the women's division, and they had a couple of seconds, which one of the weight classes they had both, you know, Iowa women in the finals against each other, so that's why one girl got second. And then they had a couple of thirds as well too, but it's a good opportunity for the women to get on the mat and wear the Iowa singlet and sport the Iowa singlet for the first time, and you're going to see a lot more of that. And I know a lot of people are really, really excited for women's wrestling to start up the following next year in Carver Hawk Arena. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch. So, and I'm looking forward to a lot more schools out there getting women's wrestling. And Felicity Taylor, as we talked about last week, who's on the women's wrestling team, she will be wrestling in the World Cup as well, too. So
true.
We're going to be able to get a chance to see her at 53 kilos. So it's going to be a lot of fun. That World Cup, if you need more information, you go to worldcupiowacity.com. That's worldcupiowacity.com. They got lots of great packages out there. And if there's any businesses out there that are looking to get a sponsorship package, they got some great deals on that. There's just all sorts of stuff to do. And it's going to be a phenomenal event to go watch that December 10th and 11th weekend.
Yeah, and this, if you are, you can kind of compare it to the World Cup of Soccer going on right now. This is basically the wrestling version.
Except for it's a lot more exciting than soccer, if you ask me.
Give those cards and letters to Mark Ironside.
A few more points scored, right?
A lot more points scored. And not only that, the facility, the Extreme Arena, if nobody's, if you're listening, you haven't been into that arena yet and watched an event in that arena,
nice.
That is an extremely, extremely nice arena. Like, all the seats are nice individual seating and padded and great concessions, and there's not a bad seat in the house. They're going to have floor seating for the finals on Sunday. So if you can't tell, I'm really, really excited to watch this, amongst many other things that they got going on Extreme Arena coming up in December.
All right. Look forward to it. All right. Happy Thanksgiving.
You guys as well. Mark, don't eat too much turkey. Mashed potatoes. How about cranberries? Do you like cranberries?
I do not. I'm not a cranberry guy.
Stuffing.
No.
Stuffing's good.
Stuffing.
Stuffing's good. Wrestlers, you got to watch out,
favorite
though.
Favorite pie?
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin?
Yeah. How about you?
I'll go pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a season.
Cherry or apple, but I'm going to go pumpkin.
I bet I have less on my plate than you do.
You might. You very well might. Okay.
But I'm not working out afterwards either.
I probably not either. I usually make up for my days when I couldn't eat Thanksgiving.
There you go.
So
there you go.
I like food.
Who doesn't? Thanks, Mark.
Sweets. All right, thanks, guys.
All right. Mark Ironside, his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located on Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids. Quick break. We'll come back. Chris Liss. So get your questions ready to go for Chris at 319-366-1600. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. He comes your way next.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
From the CBS 2 Iowa's News Now with the first forecast. Center I'm meteorologist Nick Stewart. Mainly clear skies throughout the night tonight. Temperatures dropping down into the mid-20s. A light southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, for one of the busiest travel days of the year, we do expect a lot of sunshine. No travel issues locally. Low 50s for highs. Mainly cloudy Wednesday night. Temperatures dropping down into the mid-30s. On Thursday, for your Thanksgiving, cloudy skies. Temperatures back near 50. Friday, mainly sunny skies for your shopping. Mid-40s. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now with the first forecast.
Football fans, make this a Thanksgiving to remember with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because when you bet an NFL same-game parlay now through November 28th, all customers can get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose. Just bet an NFL same-game parlay or same-game parlay plus of at least $20. The bigger you bet, the more you'll get back in free bets. NFL same-game parlays are the perfect way to combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payday. Build your own or choose from the popular same-game parlays pre-built for you in FanDuel's top-rated sportsbook app. However you want to play, get up to $100 in free bets, win or lose, when you bet an NFL same-game parlay of four legs or more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official betting partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in Iowa. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable. Free bets expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $100. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
With any dream, the wind won't always be at your back. The sun won't always be shining. And some rain is going to fall. American Family Insurance is like a good solid roof that you can trust to protect your biggest dreams. With plans that could save you up to 23% when you bundle your home and auto. Also, you can continue to dream fearlessly, no matter what comes your way. American Family Insurance.
Visit mfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Kirk Gustafson, agent at 1715 Johnson Avenue, Northwest in Cedar Rapids, or call 319-363-7214 today.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
I need to get serious about my health and work on lowering my cholesterol.
I want to focus on my mental health and overall health, too. But who can watch my kids?
Join the MAC now and pay no dues until 2023.
Get access to daycare,
a women's-only workout area,
recovery massage room,
24/7 facilities, and more.
Plus, with over $1 million in updates,
there's a basketball and racquetball court,
lap pool,
and a hot tub.
Sign up now at jointhe-mac.com and pay no dues until 2023. The MAC, a place for every body.
Back with you in the gym class on KGYM. Chris Liss about to join us here. So get your fantasy football questions ready to go. I know that's not Wednesday. It's Tuesday. But with Thanksgiving week, everything's kind of condensed a little bit. So we're going to talk to Chris coming up here in just a moment. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. And I'd love to hear from you if you have a question for Chris. Again, that is 319-366-1600. 7508, piggybacking on what Mark has to say about the World Cup. WorldCupCoralville.com, by the way, is the website. Wrestling will have beer.
There is that for those who partake, yeah.
Yeah, so because they are not at the World Cup now, correct?
They were going to, but is it Qatar or Qatar?
I don't know.
The big Q country decided not to sell beer last Friday. Said no more beer. And a certain distributor is not real happy about it.
I can't imagine.
Nor are some Ecuadorian fans who were chanting. I think it was Ecuador.
You're asking the wrong man. 319-366-1600 as Chris Liss joins us from Real Man Sports and in conjunction as well, still with RotoWire.com. And happy pre-Thanksgiving to you, buddy.
Thanks, Scott. You too. Yeah, I wouldn't go to Qatar or Qatar, whatever you want to call it. I'd be afraid I'd do something wrong and get arrested. You know, you don't know what the rules are there. I wouldn't be, you know, going out there to drink a few beers or whatever, so... I'm staying in Portugal.
Portugal has not hit the pitch yet, though, right?
I don't think so, no. And I don't even know if the team is good this year. Usually they kind of have – they're not like the top five team, but they're pretty good. So we'll see.
All right. By the way, 7-4 now, Chris. So things are looking good for us here. We didn't even need Amari Cooper and his 1,000 points that I laid on my bench here. This past week. 319-366-1600. Let's start off with 5952. By the way, Chris's appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. They are the official sponsor of all things fantasy sports here on KGYM. Sent with a slam effect here. Who do I replace for Josh Allen if he's out? Says 5952.
Yeah, I think Allen is going to play. I think he turned the corner, but it depends. You know, you got to go, you know, week by week with matchups. Last week, game with Jones against the Lions is a great matchup. This week, I would not use Jones against the Cowboys, especially with his line banged up and now Wandell Robinson's hurt. But maybe, maybe someone like Tannehill or someone like, I assume Geno Smith is owned at this point. But, someone like that that you could pick up off of waivers. George Pickens maybe could be a start. Although the Colts pass defense has been pretty good.
7869 asking you, Kirk Cousins or Jimmy G?
I'd have to go Jimmy G against the Saints. Now, the Vikings should bounce back a little bit, but the Pats have a tough pass defense. So I don't like either of them this week, but I'd probably go Jimmy G.
Jimmy G helped me out last week. Thank you very much. Or last night, I guess it was. So. I cannot complain.
You know, I needed Kittle to get to have a good game, and he did. He came through for me in a key matchup.
Big time.
That was huge.
Cardinals just – Kingsbury is not going to survive that year, is he?
I mean, there's just something so disorganized about them. Like, Kyler Murray, I can't tell if he's good. Like, sometimes I'm like, this guy is going to be amazing. And then sometimes I'm like, the offense has no rhythm. He's just kind of running around and chucking it. And, yeah, I think they need a new coach. I think they need a better offensive system.
I would agree.
Another Cousins question from 8636. Kirk Cousins or Derek Carr?
I would probably go Cousins, I guess. Seattle's defense has gotten better in the last, say, 5 or 6 games.
Were the Vikings exposed, by the way, a little bit? I mean, don't put too much into one game, especially after a big emotional win over Buffalo, but they had won seven very close games in a row, and Dallas just came in there and just waxed them.
Yeah, you know what the difference between the Giants and the Vikings are? Is the Giants have a positive point differential and the Vikings don't. They're negative one, the Giants are plus two.
Wow.
Or the Giants are plus one, the Vikings are negative two. That's what it is. So, you know, I think the Vikings are going to lose again, actually, because I feel like that this regression that you saw, you know, they were sort of over their skis a bit with that record. Yeah, you're right. That one game was, and I do think, you know, they such an emotional win in Buffalo. But now they've got to deal with the Patriots, and it's another really tough team, a tough game.
32-53 on the text line, Chris. Josh Palmer or Jacoby Myers?
Well, that's a close one. I think I'll say Palmer because there's more big play potential. Jacoby Myers might catch eight passes, but Palmer could get a touchdown, so I'll say narrowly Palmer, but it's very close.
Speaking of those Patriots, right? 12:50 in a PPR league, Mike Williams or Deontay Johnson? I guess you'd check out first if Mike Williams is healthy. I think they brought him back way too quick. 2 weeks for a high ankle sprain, and he gets hurt on the very first catch.
Yeah, it looked like, I mean, you shouldn't get hurt on the first catch, and it felt like something horrible happened to his ankle on that play. He couldn't look ready. And sometimes it's better for your guy to miss a couple extra games and you get frustrated, and then he's back for the rest of the year. Now, who knows how long he'll be out?
Yeah, that's kind of what they did with Keenan Allen. Kept him out, had him on a pitch count the other night. But at least he came out of there healthy. And, yeah, Mike Williams tried to toe-tap on the sideline, and boom, look what happened.
I think having Williams out is better for Palmer than when Williams was playing and Keenan Allen was out. Because I don't think Palmer, you know, Keenan Allen's the route runner, the skill guy. And Palmer is a deep guy. And when he was playing with Mike Williams is also the big play guy, so it kind of didn't help him. But I think Palmer may be a good pickup for as long as Mike Williams is out.
A lot of questions in New York about the quarterback position. How do you read it with Zach Wilson and what Robert Saleh's saying?
I mean, Zach Wilson is on the ropes, his off-the-field performance notwithstanding. And, you know, they just had Darnold who picked three and squandered 3 years and traded him. And now Wilson is really on the ropes. I mean, you know, he's been hurt a bunch, but he's played enough games now that you can't have 2 yards of offense in the second half, even against a good defense like the Patriots. And, if he doesn't have a good game this week, and it should be a pretty soft defense, the Bears, Mark, I mean, as you know, they traded away all the good players. I feel like, maybe it's Joe Flacco back at the helm.
And now Darnold's going to start over Mayfield, apparently.
I know, that's just hilarious. I made a Twitter post saying, you know, who says no, Darnold for Wilson straight up? Darnold had more years to be a bust, but Wilson looks even worse than Darnold did when he was on the Jets. So, as a Giants fan, I have to say, like, it's been very enjoyable seeing those two quarterbacks get drafted that early by the Jets.
Chris List joining us for a few more minutes here on the Gym Class, a Tuesday edition this week on KGYM. 0503 in a PPR league needs one of these three, Lazard, Singletary, or Olave?
That's a good question. I guess I'm going to say Singletary probably against the Lions. Big favorites. And Lazard is just okay. And it looks like Christian Watson is now the big play guy, and he's going to Randall Cobb also. And Olave's got a tougher matchup. I could see Olave. Olave or Singletary, flip a coin.
What injury situations should we keep our eye on, knowing it's a short week if you have anybody playing Thursday? Is it Fields, Jerry Jeudy, on and on and on?
I think Fields is the really big one, right? I mean, Fields is like a top three quarterback when he's healthy. And non-throwing shoulder, but if he, you know, the coach said something like he could be day to day or out for the year, and it's kind of scary. And then Kyler Murray had a similar injury a couple years ago, and Murray was killing it through like nine games, and got hurt, same injury, And he played, but he was not nearly the same player as he was in the last six games. So I have Fields in the league. I definitely need him to produce, and I'm nervous about this. I think that's the big one.
17-31 in a half-point PPR. They need a flex. They've got five available. Deontay Foreman, Amari Cooper, Leonard Fournette, Michael Carter, and Brian Robinson.
Yeah, not Carter or Robinson, but Cooper, Fournette, and Deontay Foreman are all decent options. I think I'd probably go with the Browns playing this week. They're playing the Bucks, Foreman, and Fournette. Is Fournette healthy? He left the end of the game last game, really had a bye. I think if Fournette's healthy, I'd probably use him just because he usually gets seven or eight targets. If he's not healthy, go Deontay Foreman.
86-36 is in a half-point PPR. Needs two of these three, Chris. Antonio Gibson, Brian Robinson, or DeMarcus Robinson?
I'd use the team backs, both of them. I wouldn't mess with DeMarcus Robinson.
Okay, and how about 70-42 in a PPR league, start one? Stevenson, I believe, of the Patriots, or Pierce?
I think I would go Pierce. I don't know. Stevenson's getting a lot of catches. Full PPR?
Yeah, yes.
Pierce has been such a beast, though, when he's gotten going, but the Texans are like 10-point underdogs. You know, give me Stevenson.
There you go. And happy Thanksgiving, 86-36 adds to you right there. All right, Chris, give you an opportunity to talk about the website before we let you go and get you ready for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, so it's realmansports.substack.com. You can search for Real Man Sports on Substack. I'm picking the games each week against the spread. I'm running up the games, even my take on what it means fantasy-wise. realmansports.substack.com. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving. Of course, you got to go at least 2-1 against the spread to have a good day. But I hope it happens for you.
And your Giants play on Thanksgiving, so that makes it even harder to digest food when you're watching your team.
I'm sure it will be this week, especially, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Take care, guys.
All right. Chris Liss joining us here each Wednesday, except for it's Tuesday this week, and his appearance is brought to you by I'm On Communications. Mark, going to throw it to you for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from Lyndale Mall, next to the Home Depot behind Taco John's. We got the Emil's Hideaway pick six coming up tomorrow, by the way.
We brought you up to date on Iowa and UNI men's basketball. Last night, Drake won the Paradise Jam tournament, 71-64 over Tarleton State, a member of the WAC.
The Western Athletic Conference.
Yes. Caden Proctor of Southeast Polk, the number one tackle in the country, has been named Iowa High School Player of the Year by Max Preps. Thought Ben Keeter from City High might have a shot at that, but you can't go wrong with the number one tackle in the country. The Butkus Award finalists are out. Jack Campbell, Iowa linebacker, is one of five on the collegiate side. The aforementioned Ben Keeter, one of five in the high school Butkus finalist rankings.
Which I didn't know there was one.
I didn't either, so good luck to them.
Who knew? There you go. Quick break. We'll come back to wrap her up after this.
It's slam dunks and hockey pucks with Elite Sportsbook. Basketball and hockey seasons have begun. Bet $100 on basketball or on hockey and get a $10 free bet. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of their first bet being risk-free up to $500. Check out our updated app with integrated funding and increased functionality and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Hurry into Menards and save during our last 11% off in 2022. Stay safe this winter with Rain-X Silicone Supreme Windshield Wiper Blades. They're proven to last twice as long as traditional wipers and will not crack in the heat or freeze in the cold. Now's your last chance to get 11% off. Good in-store through November 23rd or online through November 24th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Tempty isn't just trailers. Tempty is made in America custom-built trailers specifically for dry bulk transportation. Doubling down on their Midwestern pride, Tempty is opening a new location in Cedar Rapids right off 380. This state-of-the-art facility will feature 11 drive-through service bays, a 3,600-square-foot parts warehouse, and sales of their industry-leading new and used trailers. Visit Tempty.com for construction updates, job opportunities, and more. Tempty of Cedar Rapids, Iowa's premier trailer destination.
Tomorrow, Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us, and we will talk college basketball with you. We'll look back at Iowa-Omaha, look ahead to all of the big tournaments coming up this weekend. So that'll be tomorrow. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 and a Bowling Night in America pre-Thanksgiving preview for you. Linmar girls and Bentendorf tonight, CRM Live Sports, 7:15 tonight, our first basketball broadcast.
Big slate. Hope you tune in to CRM Live Sports.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, sounds good.
Todd and Alex next on KGYM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
See better and drive safer with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades.